Well, good morning. This is Linda Morris on the Vital Balance Call from Florida, and today we're going to be talking about proper muscle testing. And I can tell you, I used to go to the health food store, actually a long time ago, and I'd be looking at two different vitamins or two supplements. And it might have been probiotics or something like that, and I would muscle test. I'd hold that bottle of whatever that supplement up to my chest, and I already knew about muscle testing, and I would ask the question, this fully supports and nourishes my body? Yes. Well, I have another one, pretty much the same thing, different company, and I get a yes on both of them, of course. They were probably both good for me. Then I'd have to ask the question, well, between the two of these that I'm testing now, this one is the best for me. And I'd get a yes on both of them. Well, that's very unhelpful. But there was a bit that I didn't know about, and that was that you really, when you're muscle testing, you need to keep your head level and your eyes focused down. So I have a couple other experts on the call that are experts at muscle testing, and anybody can become an expert just with practice. So we're going to get to them, but I just want to really highlight muscle testing, head level, eyes focused down, because we want to test your subconscious mind, because it'll tell you the truth. If your eyes are looking up or straight ahead, generally that is testing your conscious mind, and it could lie to you. So we want to test your subconscious mind, so that's why head level, eyes focused down. So Bill has been getting a lot of attention for his expertise. So we have Bill from Winnipeg, Canada, and he is very knowledgeable, and I'd like to just ask you a few questions and, you know, have you share, Bill. How do you tell somebody how to muscle test?
Before we do that, I just want to give a little intro here. I've been working on this process with Vance Rogers over in Washington with his Saturday AM Live program over the last month or so. We've done a couple sessions, and there's been some very interesting things. How I muscle test is we can do it for ourselves, we can do it for others. But one of the interesting things that's come out about muscle testing is that not all of us consultants utilize it. And it can be utilized for not only the benefits of others around us, but it can also be used to the benefits of ourselves and our own health. We can use it as a measuring stick. Even on this program today, this morning, if we take a poll, we're going to find out that maybe not everybody utilizes it. And one of the things that I've discovered is that we can be very simple and easy about it, or we can get as complicated as we want. Now there are, as Linda said, we do have Heather, we do have Linda. I know that I am not as wealthy in my knowledge as far as testing as they are, but I haven't backed down from using it. Use it and utilize it, and you can develop the techniques and the process to use on this program or wherever you are as coaches. Now, on this program, of course, we deal with nutrition and weight management. And so, as Linda indicated in her first intro, in the grocery store or anywhere, we could find out exactly how our body wants to accept something or how it does not want to accept something. Back to your original question, Linda. How did you phrase that again? How do I do it?
Yeah. How do you teach it, actually?
How do I teach it? Well,
what would you like to share? Because I did find the part I will read a little while about the eyes,
sure.
The importance of the eyes. But what you've been sharing.
Just by demoing it, you're exactly right. The subconscious is very involved in the process. Now, Heather would remember when we were at the Toronto Summit back in June of 2013, there was a person there, I just can't remember her name, and she wanted to keep it very, very simple as far as just how we bring this, how we test other people, and how we can demo to other people what their strengths and what their weaknesses are and what works and what doesn't work so that we can give them a life feeling or a life experience. But my own experience has been that yes, the subconscious can be a very big part in this. We can't discount it. And so, like Linda says, we want to keep our head down and we want to activate the subconscious. Dr. Gordon Pratt, if you go to him, you're going to see that he's a foremost authority on the subconscious. The subconscious is powerful, millions and millions of units versus a couple of units to the conscious mind. The conscious mind discerns, but it can be objective or subjective as far as its part in the process, and so that it may lie and it may tell the truth sometime, but it's not always reliable. And so the subconscious is a very big part of it. And so like Linda says, keep your head down, and whether you're, I do that when I'm...
Well, not down, head level.
Head level.
I focus down.
Head level versus up. I've always had the habit of just always being down with it, closing my eyes. And even when I'm testing someone else, and so that I want to, my goal is to make sure that I'm activating the subconscious, which does not lie. Now, Linda's indicated that in testing certain things, she couldn't figure out whether they would both test good. Well, if you can develop the fine touch that you can tell how strong that you are testing or being tested, whether it's very strong, or you're testing not as strong, or medium strong, or you test a little weaker, or you're not testing positive at all. So there's certain levels of testing that we could find out of what is happening with our body. If you pick up a bottle of for example, if we pick up a bottle of spring water, certain spring waters, just like on the four plant experiment that we see, well water looks good, but it doesn't look as good as our Paimé water. And that's sort of typical of which we could find out example what is really strong or what is stronger or what is a little weaker. So, Linda, come on in here. I'm starting to...
There's a couple things, like you do need to get a baseline. In fact, I had a couple over at my house, a few days ago when we were doing this, and I was teaching both the husband and the wife how to do it. And let me just read this little part from my Psych K class. And it says, when it comes, and I already just emailed it to you all, unless you're not on my list, then let me know. When it comes to muscle testing, the eyes have it. When I first began using muscle testing in my private practice, I noticed I didn't always get accurate or logical answers when muscle testing some of my clients. For instance, when establishing communication with the subconscious mind using muscle testing, I instruct the individual to say, "My name is Linda," you know, the subject's actual name. The normal muscle response is usually strong. When asked to substitute a false name in a sentence, the normal muscle response is usually weak. However, from time to time, the subject would test strong to the false name as well as their actual name. In fact, they would test strong to a variety of false statements about themselves. Without credible muscle responses, continuing with the desired belief change work was no more than a guessing game. And that's true. Over time, I began to notice a peculiar quirk of these people. Just before I pressed on the extended arm for muscle testing, I noticed that the person's eyes would move upwards as if they were glancing at something on the ceiling. I remembered a bit of information from my earlier training in neurolinguistic programming, NLP, suggesting that when people look up, they're usually processing their thoughts visually, making pictures. pictures. When they are focused straight ahead, they are processing auditorily, hearing sounds. And when they are looking downward, they are usually processing kinesthetically, experiencing feelings or physical sensations. In effect, when they looked up during the muscle test, they were moving out of their feelings and into their visual sensory system. Because the muscle testing response to self-referential statements depends on a physiological response from the subconscious mind expressed through the physical body, it was possible that the individual was not experiencing the necessary feelings to ensure an accurate muscle test. Upon further reflection and observation, I also noticed that clients with histories of significant childhood trauma were more likely to look up when asked to access unpleasant memories or make statements that might involve having to do so. It appeared that looking up was a subconscious strategy to disassociate from the unpleasant memories. This practice effectively disconnected them from the feelings necessary to create a conflict or weak muscle response from the subconscious. As soon as I asked the subject being tested to keep the eyes focused in a downward direction during the testing procedure, the response is normalized. Eye position may not make a difference in other disciplines using muscle testing for purposes other than self-referential affirmation-style statements, but where such statements are used, be aware that eye position can dramatically affect the accuracy of the responses, resulting in misleading information and false conclusions. So oftentimes, in fact, Charlie was testing several responses on a couple of prospects at his house last week, and she kept closing her eyes. And I kept having to tell her, open your eyes, look down, open your eyes, look down. And the guy the other day, he tested strong to My Name is Shirley, and his eyes were actually looking straight ahead. So it's like, no, eyes focused down. So even if you might have to tell people like 5 times, eyes focus down, and don't look at anybody or anything, eyes focus down. And occasionally you might still run across people that just still are getting a positive to everything that's given negative. So this is where we talk about cross body taps. And so if you're standing up, you're actually going to be looking, eyes focused up towards the left of the ceiling, and you're going to take your right hand and tap it on your left knee, and then still looking up to the left, take your left hand and tap it on your right knee, and you go back and forth 10 times, and this is what they call how to integrate and make sure the left and right side of the hemisphere of the brain are working together. In fact, if you run across people that have balance issues, that's one of the first things you want to do as you get them in a pair of M-stripes, is do the cross-body balance taps at least 10 times, looking up to the left, and then, you know, for 10 taps back and forth, and then looking up to the right and doing the 10 taps back and forth, and that just helps integrate somehow the left and right hemisphere of the brain working together, and then you go back to muscle testing. So also in muscle testing, how I always do it is like, my name is Linda. You know, you can test by the tilt method where you have your feet about shoulder width apart and, being calm and, head level, eyes focused down, and you say, my name is Linda. So I tilt, and it might be for some people just getting started, just the lightest tilt forward or backward. You know, some people's back, you know, yes is backwards, most people's is forward. And then my name is Susan. And you tilt slightly backwards when you're saying something that's a false statement. And then you test with yes, 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 like you mean it. And once again, that slight tilt or big tilt forward. And then no, no, no. And you're going to have the opposite response. And then you say something that you like and then something that you dislike. So I like cats, yes. I like snakes, no. Because I really don't. And then looking up to the left and make sure that you're tilting forward, or in that yes response, when you look up to the left and test, you say, be strong, look up to the left, and then look up to the right, be strong. And that way, if you get a backwards or a no response in either of those, you need to do the cross-body balance taps, where you're tapping your opposite hand on the lifting on the other knee, and do those 10 times on each side. And that's just getting your baseline to make sure you're set up, you're ready, and you're going to get positive, you know, going to get accurate responses. Another way to muscle test is you can actually put your hand like on your belly and lift one finger, and so like if you're raising your index middle or middle finger, you keep it kind of strong, and you're going to muscle test with your other index finger on the joint closest to your fingernail, and you just once again be strong, and you just gently touch that first joint. That's another unobvious way to muscle test yourself if you're in public. And there's of course holding your arm out of the side, and if somebody else has to muscle test you for that, there's another one that you can actually gently just put rub your fingers together gently, the tips of like your thumb and your first finger. And when it's a yes response, let's see, what is it? Heather, is it a yes response? We get the sticky. Yeah. Trita Lamphere taught me this one. So it's even more subtle. And that one takes a little bit of practice. So my name is Linda. It's sticky. My name is Tim. You know, so you just work on that. Heather, do you remember how that one goes? If it's sticky with a yes?
Which one are you talking about?
You're just kind of gently rubbing your fingers together.
Gently rolling them. That's my favorite one. Yes, if it gently rolls and doesn't stick and it just keeps flowing, then it's a yes. Sometimes it'll actually stop. Sometimes your finger will go off. Sometimes it'll get sticky. Sometimes it'll get bumpy, and then it's a no. All different ways. I usually have to watch people, and they usually don't realize it as fast as I do because I watch for it, and they're not really feeling it. They're not concentrating on it. They're not focusing on it. I tell them, feel what that feels like. Just rub it, you know, rub your middle or your fourth finger together with your thumb. Rub it, roll it. Roll it softly and gently and slowly. And see what that feels like and say, my name is, whatever your name is, my name is Heather. And then say a false statement and see what that feels like. My name is Tim. It just goes right off. My finger goes off, actually, from the other one.
Cool.
Now, that's your first finger and your thumb.
No, it's my fourth finger, my ring finger, or my middle finger. I do it with my middle finger a lot.
Okay, all right.
Just as easier for me. And I do it with my dominant hand.
Heather introduced that to me a while back, and I have never been able to get a feeling on that. That's something I have to develop my process, develop my feel.
You have to really feel it, Bill. You have to concentrate on it. Maybe you have to look at. Maybe you can close your eyes. You could probably do that while you're looking at. You know, you have to really feel it. You have to feel it. You have to be in your body. You have to be feeling it.
Yeah, you would still check your yes and your no, because some people do go, I have one or two people that go backwards for yes and forward for their no on their tilt. So maybe some people, it might be the opposite.
Now that's a sign, Barb, of, and we discussed that on Saturday with Vance, and it came up with Ron D'Amico of clarity problems. Polarity problems, we discussed that at length, and people have a reverse polarity, of which isn't good. We should be reversing it, and I haven't run into it a lot. I've run into some very, just using very simple methods, and people, for the most part, test okay.
I agree with you, Bill, although there is
But some of these challenges do come up, and the key thing is we have to be aware of them and be ready for them so that we can do our act or do our be a coach.
When you have reverse polarity, put them on some magnets. Magnets will never be reversed. They just won't.
So will that correct the situation instantly?
Yeah.
You know what else? You could also, I mean, just even take like the Mag Duo or the Magpul and roll it over there, you know, from the forehead down, the top of the head, down their spine,
Yep.
Like 10 times, and that might just rebalance that also.
Yep.
And, you know, some people, yes, their yes is back, you know, back instead of forward. But it will always, if you're holding up your finger, the strong response is always going to be a yes.
I've always used the sugar test. The sugar test, we should be going backwards. Everyone will not test positive to sugar.
Yeah, you can always hold up something that you know is not good for somebody.
Right. So most of us will go forward. If we're going backwards, we know that our polarities are reversed, and that should be corrected though, right, Linda?
It would be best if it were, but it depends on what you're working on, and you don't always want to, you you can't always introduce everything at the same time, and that's what Barbara taught me.
Right.
Because sometimes I'd overwhelm people that I was trying to help overcome migraines. And she's like, let's just start with Nican, or let's just start with this. And you can kind of read people if you don't want to overwhelm them by giving them the whole picture of things. They might be like, oh, and then they don't do anything. So, you know, I make a note of it in my mind if they are testing backwards and may not do anything that day. It might be a little bit further down the road. Because not everybody's ready for that.
I've heard that if you tap the thymus, just right there, you know, right below the neck there, that's supposed to reverse it.
What is that
anybody
again,
Gloria?
That's another Donna Eden modality, energy medicine modality, and that works as well.
Okay.
You can tap it. You can do some tapping.
That's the cross calls again that Linda introduced?
Yes, that was a Donna Eden modality as well.
Right.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments?
I just want to underline the looking down, because I think that I'll tell people sometimes just to look away from me, not to necessarily look down when I'm muscle testing them. With the strength test, with the magnet, and there was a guy, I couldn't bend him at all. You know, I think that's when I had a fair that I was working and I was doing a lot of muscle testing. And so there were, you know, people getting on and off and the excitement of it and all that good stuff. And I was like, and he goes, but I'm very competitive and da 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 da. And I was like, well, I'm just trying to get a measure. You know, like, so, if I had had that bit of knowledge about the looking down, that might have been a little bit. It might have helped me get him to his subconscious rather than his conscious mind, which is pretty
Barbara, did you consider a flexibility test versus just a muscle test then in that situation? Because most people flexibility will be quite different. You don't have to test their strength because they're competing against you, as you said.
Right. That would have been the wiser choice. What I did was I opted for the balance. And still, because he was a very, you know, pretty large guy, I thought, okay, but then he just got himself more, you know, bent knees, did this, did that, so I did it the reverse, where you have your hands straight down and you pull up.
Right.
And I saw a tiny bit of his tilting, but there was not anything significant to show, so you're right.
Sure that people are hydrated. If they haven't drank any water. Whenever, like, say you're doing, like, you know, Barbara's talking about with the balance test on the Amstrides, if they haven't drank any water, they're going to be weak both ways. So if I get a weak response when they're on the product, that's not what she's talking about, but if they were to get a weak response when they're on the product, ask them, how many glasses of water have you drank today? And usually you're going to get none, or maybe one, and it might be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So get them a glass of water, and do it again, and then there'll be a dramatic difference. But you can't do anything if they don't drink water. So whenever I was just getting an email from Pam Barnes, and she had somebody that was getting a weak test, and it's like, well, in that response, that would be because they don't have enough water. They're not hydrated, so nothing's working.
We can become as complicated as we want in these tests to find out certain things, or we can be just very basic. And I've been very basic as far as this testing for what works with the body and what doesn't. Whether our water, our PEMEG water, how does that test against tap water? How does that test against bottled water, reverse osmosis, or distilled water? Where is the magnetic deficiency? And of course, all of these elements are important to cellular health. It's important to what we do on this program in the morning is nutrition. How are our nutrition features, what we do to our body, where can we find out more about what's happening inside of us to demonstrate that there is a need there for those that we're working with?
And that's a good point, Bill, but just something to remember. So if you are just muscle testing somebody else with M-Strides, you do not need to go through this whole process. You might just say, okay, you know, you're not doing the yes and the no, and my name is this, and I like cats and all of that. This is only for yourselves, or you're teaching people how to muscle test for their nutritional. So once you've got that, the standard set, then you're going to hold up, say, the J Greenzymes and say, this fully supports and nourishes my body. And you get a yes. Okay, my body needs one serving a day. And you're going to get either a yes or a no or a kind of, like a little bit yes. So you can actually muscle test until you find out how many servings a day that body needs. So my body needs two servings a day. My body needs three servings a day. Yes. My body needs four. No, that's all. So they need three servings a day. It could be the same thing with the liver support or the joint complex. My body needs three of these a day. No, it needs six a day. No, it needs five a day. Yes. Okay, there we go. That's how many you need that day. So you can just test yourself here and there just to see in how many of something you need. And some days you're going to need more, and some days you're going to need less. This is not me. I test everything every day at all. But for people that are a little confused and not quite sure what they should be doing, or like with the osteodense. If you're doing the osteodense, make sure you have the caldense in that hand. You're holding them together. Because the osteodense by itself may not have anything to do if it doesn't have those calcium and the minerals. So you test them together. It should not be tested by itself.
I actually did that a couple days ago. I found it rather interesting. You're absolutely right. Just a point on just what, how much we do need. Ted Aloisio was in town a couple weeks ago, and we had a pretty successful session, and there were some situations that we reviewed with the client, or the patient, for a different word, just to see what Ted was saying. And this one lady only needed a very small amount of Greenzyme. And so we tested her, he said, a quarter of a teaspoon a couple times a day. Well, we tested her on an eighth. She tested okay. We tested her on a quarter. She tested strong. We tested her on one. She tested weak. So there's something to be said for just being finite or use quantities and measurement to see exactly what exactly should that we should be using. So very positive result in that regard, just to verify and to find out more about what our body actually needs. Now I want to discuss a very that kind of situation with myself. Back in the beginning of February, I hurt my knee. I just happened to have a MRI scheduled for the end of February. I just happened to have a MRI scheduled for the end of February, and up in Canada, it takes a long time to do this, but I scheduled it from way back in last summer. And now my knee is weak, and I have a tear of my meniscus, whatever, and so I had experienced certain things way back then. My knee is getting better and better and better. We're using some of our things and doing things a little bit more concentrated in the gym. But with testing the joint formula, I start off with testing one, and it says yes, and I go up to 9, 10, 12, and it's saying yes, 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 and then eventually it will stop. So what I've done is then I reverse the number back down, and I come back down to where it tests. And then it tests no, 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 and I come back to a number where it does test yes. So then I go back and forth, and so my body is keying on a particular amount. But I find it kind of strange that it's always accepting it up to a certain high number of how many joint tablets I should be taking. And any comments there, Linda or Heather?
I got nothing. What do you got, Heather? Or Barbara?
I'm eventually gravitating to one correct number, but it takes a little bit of a process to actually find the right spot, the right number, the right quantity.
You're special, Bill. You're just special. Well, I see it is after 9 o'clock, so I don't want to, I want to keep this to our half hour.